A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We instruct you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to shun any brother who walks in a disorderly way, and not according to the tradition they received from us. For you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked, so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. This greeting is in my own hand, Paul's. This is the sign in every letter. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. The word of the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways, for you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead man's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophet's blood. Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are children of those who murder the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. If anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. Work is not a punishment for sin. We always have to remember that Adam was given work to do before the fall. He was to go out and subdue the whole earth. God is going to work in and through Adam to Edenize the whole world. And that's why we should not relegate work to the secular realm. The fact that we are made in the image of God comes out in our work. Through work, we participate in God's ongoing creation and providence. And not only do we participate in God's ongoing creation, but in and through work, we realize our implicit powers. And those implicit powers are intellectual and physical powers. All of this affirms our dignity. We experience who we are, and we also experience the gifts that God has given us. Notice that Paul is talking about those who are unwilling to work. He's not talking about those who cannot work.